Welcome to episode 570 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. Have you ever wanted to know what it's like working on a cruise ship? You know we have. This week, we are so excited to welcome Hannah Brown to the podcast. Hannah is an activity host who has been working at sea for over a year, but has been entertaining for many more. She's a native North Carolinian who graduated from Meredith College with a degree in music. When she's not sailing the seas, she's playing video games or swimming. So, welcome, Hannah. Let's get started.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we have tons of questions, so buckle up.
Perfect. I'm ready.
This is intriguing. How did you get into this?
I met with my friend. She works for Disney Cruise Lines, and mm-hmm. she is friends with one of the princesses. I can't divulge too much, but they're very close friends. Okay. And I was talking to her, and I didn't realize working on cruise ships was typically something we could do. Like, that's not as an American, you may have noticed if you've been on a cruise, there aren't a lot of Americans on board. So I never really thought this was something that would be in my alley. I was never told about it. So after that, it sort of piqued my interest, and I just applied. People are like, oh, how did you get it? And I was like, I literally just sat through two interviews and I got the job. Well,
everything I've heard, they don't typically, for two reasons. One, because Americans don't work as hard. That's what I've heard.
Oh,
and they also
I've
don't
never
work
heard
as
that.
Hard for as little money.
So there is a little bit about that. So just because of the way it depends on your country, and I'm sure it depends on cruise lines, but majority of us get paid in US dollars. So the dollar is a lot heavier for other countries. Like, we have a large population on board crew-wise from the Philippines, India, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. There's mm-hmm. a lot of us are from there, just because the dollar goes further for those countries.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I know plenty of people have families back home, and they are able to have these gorgeous houses and things like that, where not being too transparent, but I got paid more at my desk job before I joined cruising. But if you think about it, I don't have to pay rent. I don't have to pay gas. People cook for me. At my
That's
level,
true.
I have people come in, and even they change my sheets every other week too. If I wanted to, they would do my laundry, but I don't like other people handling my skivvies, you know? so I do my own laundry. When it all evens out, I mean, rent is so expensive these days. For my position, it's very different.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
So what is your position? What do you do on the ship?
So my position has gone through many, many changes in name, but you might hear them as like a junior assistant cruise directors or assistant cruise directors, activity hosts, activity staff. They vary from company to company, but I tell people my job is to have fun and make sure other people are having fun, the guests. So I run everything from bingo, arts and crafts. I do sports tournaments. But our main bread and butter is trivias. We do a lot of trivias on board, whether it's movies, music, our general knowledge trivias, and karaoke, late night karaoke. Everyone loves that.
Oh, yeah.
But my job, and we're there for dance parties. We love our job is to just be everywhere. Everywhere there's fun. That's where we're at.
I want that job.
I have a trivia question.
Yeah, what's your trivia question? Let's see.
So, do you guys make up all the trivia questions?
Okay, so the way our trivias are laid out is we have our general knowledge trivias on with Princess. We have our morning trivia, which is let's get quizzical, and then our evening trivia or afternoon trivia, which is let's quiz again like we did last summer. We love puns. we're the fun department. And I'm not just saying that. But those general knowledge trivias, we make ourselves. So
you have to do Google, all that research.
We do have to do our own research. And the tricky part is sometimes when we're making trivias, we'll run through them with each other and we'll be like, ooh, I got that one on my trivia. Oh, I already have that one. And really? So, yeah, we try our best because, well, the guests, I mean, they get upset if you repeat the same question. Because mm-hmm. if that happens, though, or they're like, yeah, so-and-so already did that early in the cruise. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just testing your memory. That's it. Just making sure you remembered and you were listening.
You don't have Alzheimer's.
Congrats, right. You remember. I always want to do like a trivia where it's a super hard trivia at the beginning of the cruise. And it's the same trivia with the same questions at the end to see how much people remembered after they went through their entire drink package. You know? Interesting. But for those general knowledge trivias, we make our own. And majority of the other trivias, someone on the ship has made them. We have a group chat, a company-wide group chat for all the activity hosts. And someone was like, do you have an Australian one-hit wonders trivia? Like, they get very specific.
Wow.
And when we're working like 11, 12 hours a day, some days, we don't have time to sit down and make a trivia. So we often share things with each other, or there's bigger game shows and things like that where someone, bless their heart, made one. And it's just this massive PowerPoint that it's a true labor of love. I started making my own game show. I swear I've sunk at least like 12 hours into it and it's not even finished. We just don't have that time. So we often share things, but majority of the trivias we do have to research and sit down, which is fun on ship Wi-Fi in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, because you can't give the wrong answer.
No.
People will call you out.
They will call you out. I remember my biggest one. I'll quiz you, ladies. I'll do a little bit of trivia. Oh, what is the flower of Japan, like the national flower of Japan?
Is it the cherry blossom?
Yeah, that's what I had in my trivia. But another lady was like, no, it's the chrysanthemum. And I was like, oh, no, I had cherry blossom.
Chrysanthemum sounds right.
It's both. They have two. As far as I'm aware, that's what Google told me.
Well, cherry blossom is a tree.
Well, the sakura cherry blossom. Flower, so. Well, I mean, dogwood is North Carolina state flower. So we're also in that weird tree flower business.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, but I know the most random things, but I would be horrible at pub quiz trivia because I can't remember them. But I can recite my trivias word for word.
That's funny.
So where did you go, Hannah? I mean, what did you see? I mean, was it the same itinerary, or did you actually do a repositioning and end up in somewhere else?
So I was on my first contract. I started off, I did about 3 months in Alaska. So that's a little different because on those, you go to the same things every week. We had an A cruise and a B cruise. So there's it varies from company to company where they're located and things like that. And for Princess, we have almost half of our fleet is in Alaska during the wintertime. So some of them will do 7-day cruises. When we're doing those 7-day cruises, they're fun. I like them. My sweet spot is 10-day cruises because I get to know the guests more. But with those 7-day cruises, we did Whittier, Sea Day, Glacier Bay, and then Ketchikan, Juneau, and then there's one more, Skagway, and then Vancouver. And then another C day. We would do that every week, just back and forth, back and forth. And it gets repetitive. Like there was days where I was like, ooh, it's rainy. I'm not going out. Like I'm just going to stay in my bed and take a nap or do laundry or something boring, you know? But then I did a repositioning. We got to go through the Panama Canal. And then I did the Caribbean. So we had like an A track, a B track. And no, it was like ABC, but we did like, it was just really weird, but we went to the same ports. But it was nice. And then I came home and then I got to do the Mediterranean, which was, I did 10-day cruising there. I loved it. I got to see so many fabulous countries, so many fabulous ports. But it varies, but I loved it. The repositioning, the transatlantics are tricky for us activity staff, or yeah, even the world crews. When we have people on for a longer amount of time, that means we had to make more trivias where we have basically a 1 month rotation on our entertainment and things like that. If, 'cause there are people who stay on for more multiple cruises. But it's a little harder for us when we have a captive audience for a long period of time. Like I remember that Panama Canal, I was staying up late making so many trivias, being like, I can't repeat the questions. I got to double check. I swear we have like fever dreams being like, oh, I repeated a question. Or someone's like that. I kid you not. I have had a nightmare where a guest comes up to me after a trivia and was like, all your questions were wrong.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
I kid you not. I think that just means I care about my job.
I mean, yeah, it means you, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So do you get to get off the ship and enjoy the ports? I know you probably don't every single time, but.
Yes, I personally do. So okay, it depends on your role. I'm very, very privileged in my role that I get to get off the ship quite a bit and experience okay things. The main kicker is we have this thing, I'm pretty sure like everybody on the ship has it, called IPM, which is short for in port manning. And it stipulates that we have to have a certain number of crew on board at all times when we're in port in case of an emergency. So we all have our safety duty cards, but your IPM card would be a little bit different. So like my normal safety duty is I check the doors, I check people into my muster station. But if I was IPM, I would be the leader of a muster station. Because even though we're in port, it's you still have to sort of dictate who's going off. Anyway, that aside, IPM. It was
interesting because when we were in port one time, I actually stayed on board and skipped mm-hmm the port, and that's when they had their fire drills.
So during port days is when we have. Oh, everyone loves it. There's two things that crew do not like. It's crew drill and crew rounds. So crew drill, we have to have it like, it depends, like almost every other week. And that's when we go through everything of a drill. So we have our first stage response. We have our crew muster and things like that. Sometimes we'll even board lifeboats just because we want to be safe. It's very important to us and we have that as a main priority. And so we go through all the motions of things like that. And we even fill our muster stations and we have to act as guests and they'll be like, okay, Hannah, you have to pretend that you lost your child and you have to fight. They may be your crew, they may be your coworker, but you have to pretend that you need to get to your child. And so we act out scenarios because wow, you want to be prepared in those situations. So IPM, if you're IPM, that means you're stuck on the ship. You can't leave because heaven forbid everyone's off the ship and there's a fire. Like, yeah, you need to be safe. So if you're IPM, you can't leave. And with my position, when we're IPM, we have specific IPM duties. So we will be, if you're IPM, you're running the trivias and events during the day when you're in port. So that means I can't go off. If I'm not IPM, then I'm home free. I'm off the ship. Unless it's a, like I said, sometimes it's a nasty day and I'm like, you know what? I'll do my laundry today, or things like, oh, you know what? I need to work on a trivia. But typically if you don't have your duties, people will like to get off. There was four of us. And so we were IPM every other day, because our team, we had to have two IPMs. So like every other port. And then sometimes you could switch and be like, hey, I had a friend. She did not like going off in Istanbul. And I was like, hey, I've never gotten off in Istanbul. Do you want to take my Mykonos and I will take your Istanbul and we'll switch and things like that. So good supervisors make sure we can get off in different ports. That way it's not, you're always stuck getting off in Skagway, Alaska, where there's a town and
there's a brewery.
There's a brewery. Yes. And I can't remember, Skagway Spirits or something like that was my favorite go-to place. I would just go for the vibes. I don't drink, but I would just go for the vibes. It was a very cute place.
Are there any positions that don't get to get off?
So I think, I'm not sure. I feel like there are people who, like if you're not IPM, you might have like 3 hours or something. So
I feel like you run off
to Walmart and get back.
Yeah. I feel like the cabin attendants are always there, always working.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like,
Yeah, we have to have a certain number of rest hours. I think it's like 77 per week, 77 rest hours per week. Okay. But it's really, I can't remember all our requirements, but technically we're supposed to have time off. And as much hard work as we do, people do understand, because you do need to get off and get laundry detergent or just the most random things. We still have to do our shopping.
Would get off like a half a day once a week.
Yes.
So he would come in, or she would come in, and she's like, I won't be here this afternoon, but if you need anything, you can call the person that had the next station over and they'll handle anything that you need to this afternoon, but I have the afternoon off. So
yes, we do. And we also, and because we can work a max of 12 hours a day, I think legally. So we do have our time off, which is nice. And there is a lot of crew appreciation is what they like to call it. So they schedule parties and things for us. Or I know we sometimes get to go to the spa. They'll close the – because, I mean, no one's using the spa at midnight. So they'll just let us in once a month. And ooh, we get to.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, they have this like aromatic shower in the Lotus Spa. It was fabulous. I'm like, can I get one of these at home? I love it.
Yeah. Thermal spas. Awesome. That's that's really nice. Yeah.
So there is nice. And people always ask, is it hard during the holidays to be away from your family? And not going to lie, it is. It is a little tricky some days. But I mean, during Thanksgiving, I was just working so hard, I didn't even realize. I was like, oh, there's turkey decorations. And like, I had a Thanksgiving trivia and things like that. But we honestly become our own family. Like, I was so excited. Like, I even exchanged Christmas presents with our friends. And we had a Christmas sock party where we watched Charlie Brown. I've been very adamant about showing my friends from other countries Charlie Brown Christmas and the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown and things like that.
Yeah, for you. They make so much sense.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, they'll show me. That's one of the things that I love so much about my job is the cultural exchange, whether it's while you're in port or with your fellow crew. Mm-hmm. And things like that. Like, we oftentimes have themed nights in our crew mess. We'll have like, it'll be like, oh, it's Indian night. And then it'll also have like an Indian party. And so they'll just play like that kind of music. It's great. And we also celebrate a lot of Independence Days. So like, there's always every Philippines Independence Day, there's always a giant cake Always. At least two nice. In the crew mess. So we are each other's family. We make it our home. It's great. It's fabulous.
So I know there's, and actually it was, I won't say which one, though I saw a video from another cruise line just mm-hmm. earlier today on Facebook. So this is why it's in my brain, but do you guys, I know that you've got your crew quarters, like where you sleep yes. and, you know, where your cabins are and everything. Are there like other spaces like for just like hanging out, like with TVs and furniture, like where you could just hang out or like eat or even like a bar? Like this particular cruise line had like this whole, it was like comfortable chairs and like little sofas, like just like a hangout space. And then there was a bar where when you're not working, obviously, you can have a drink or, you know, have something to eat. Do y'all have anything like that?
So it varies from ship to ship, but we all have some, we call it crew rec or like okay. recreation crew rec areas, mm-hmm. And then a crew bar, and all the ships I've ever had, it's essential to our well-being, you know, just yeah. mentally and socially to sort of be able to unwind after we're mm-hmm. working. Absolutely. On Princess, we're nice enough. We have a crew pool at the front. So if you're on a Princess ship, if you'll a look over the front, or if you're ever looking at the side, we typically have a pool and two hot tubs, which is nice. But we have our crew rec area. They have foosball tournaments or, I don't know, the sports video games. I'm not into those, but they'll have like FIFA tournaments and things like that. Or we'll have we always have karaoke night, always a hit. Love karaoke night. So we have things like that. And there are TVs that play different sporting events and things if they're going on. And we do have our crew bar. And yes, we do to get a discount.
As you should.
Yes. And there's this thing that is called Kombucha, where we get to go and we can buy like, you know how they have the big packs of water, sodas, mm-hmm. and things like that. We can go and get that for a discount too, but you have to find place in your tiny cabin for a giant 16 pack of water. So that's always hard. I always just bought, you get to buy two at a time. So I'd always buy my two, but it was like $1 for two liter waters, I think, or something like that. So we do get a nice discount at our crew bar, but
yeah,
it's nice.
Nice. It's cool. Very nice.
So tell us about like something you wish that the public understood better about how to treat people who work on cruise ships.
Where do I start?
No, she's got a list. Hang on.
Okay, let me roll my scroll. For the most part, people are very nice. I think as crew, we oftentimes take things with a grain of salt. We realize people have plan these vacations, whether it's just because, or it's a wedding anniversary or a graduation. People put a lot of effort and you ladies do as well, planning our trips as well. But a lot of effort goes into these, and we realize sometimes emotions can be heightened. But I mean, just a little
especially
bit of humility goes
going the way they're supposed to.
Exactly. And especially, we can't change the weather. We've tried, we've looked, we can't change the weather. But just realizing just a little grain of humility, but we also, I guess a way to treat us, especially as mentioned earlier, we don't always get the chance to get off. So a great thing when you're out in port, they might not tell you. You might be like, hey, what's your favorite candy? They may tell you, they may not. But just getting, we love instant ramen cups. Like those are really? Magic. those are amazing. They're practically currency sometimes on board. Those are great. Or just like little snacks and chips. Because even if you don't like it, their roommate might. And those can really go a long way because I spend a lot on snacking. That's one of my main spends when I go, when I'm cruising. But just little things like that, or just even a little note, even if it's like you had a really cool activity host that you really liked, or you really liked their trivia. I keep my notes. I have them all up and I have them in a box. I currently move, but I plan to put them up on a board. I love them. I personally also keep the little trinkets people give me. I love those. And yeah, just a little humility and it just a little note to either you or if you can find their supervisor. Or I know some cruises, I know Princess, we always say it's a really long survey at the end, but it does mean a lot to us. We get those. Oftentimes we do get to see those comments and things like that. Or I even left a ship and my friend was going through the comments and she like would take pictures and send them to me. And I had the most sweetest one that whenever I'm like feeling down or something, I pull out that comment and I'm like, you know what? I am a good activity host.
Does it get you recognition with the cruise line also, if somebody calls out a specific person and says, hey, Hannah gave us an amazing trivia, I really enjoyed it, keep her busy, you know?
Please let us rest. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, no, I get you. Keep her employed, make sure she gets a raise, you know, that kind of thing. Does it actually translate into recognition from the staff of the ship or from Princess itself?
So they do go into our folios and things like that, as far as I'm aware. And they go towards, we have these, I can't remember what they're called off the top of my head, but they're basically at the end of every contract, we have this thing. And it's like, okay, Hannah, here's all the things you did great. An appraisal. We have our appraisals. So if you get a lot of good comments, those go in that. Or we even have team meetings and our supervisor will find a good comment for every person and be like, oh, this person really loved your Zumba, or things like, they're not talking about me. I can't dance to save my life. They're like, yeah, you did really great at Zumba. And I'm like, oh, I think they're thinking of the wrong person, but okay. But no, they do go back to us. And whether it's just a little boost inside or even our supervisor does look through them and things like that, because I know ours are categorized by like department as well as your name. So we get to see those and they do mean a lot. But also written notes personally that also I like those.
Mm-hmm. What about tipping? Because so, you know, obviously there's the tips that get automatically added or you can prepay mm-hmm. them. Do a lot of people, well, first of all, do they get all of that? All the people that are supposed to get it, do they get like all of it?
I'm not familiar with that. I don't think I'm a part of that tip pool, since that typically goes to more like
room stewards, wait staff, stuff like that,
and things like that. I'm not a part of that, so I'm not as familiar with that. But I'm allowed to accept tips.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So oftentimes, I've gotten probably three throughout my cruising. We typically get them more on our longer ones, like our crossing and things, where we get to know people more, which makes sense. But I mean, I even appreciate my friend got a bottle of wine.
That's cool.
And don't give us your trash, but like if you're leaving but if you're leaving and you're like, oh, you know what, I don't have room for blah blah blah. Like if you really know someone, I had a lady give me unused package disposable razors once, which came in a cinch. It was a really unique thing because I had been on the Sun Princess with her, and then I got transshipped onto the Sky Princess. And so they had actually done that as well. So we had been with each other for like a total of 20 days. And I was just lamenting and I was like, they're like, oh, what are you doing today? And I was like, oh, I might go out into town. I need to buy a razor. I left mine on my other ship. And so she gave me a packet of disposable clean razors. And nice. I was so jazzed. I was so happy.
That's awesome.
It's just, if the more you get to know them, you'll know them personally. And it, just ask us. We like things.
Yeah.
So I do have a question. What is, I want to know what is the just strangest off the wall thing you have ever experienced or funniest? I don't know.
In general in my daily life. No. Oh, this is tricky.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, and also how much I can say is the thing too.
Yeah. Just okay. Just spill it all. We're here for it.
Ah, we've had some crazy incidents where we've had to turn the ship around. But those, I can't say too much because of like, I don't know if
HIPAA
is on sea, but
crazy people or medical people?
So, it was just a crazy incident. Everyone was okay. Just crazy things where, because when alcohol is involved, people do crazy things, especially if you have that unlimited drink package. Because sometimes even the 15 limit drink package, you can still get pretty crazy on that. I had a guy try to bribe me to put him into karaoke once. He offered me $100 to let his child sing. Well, I'd already closed the list for the night and we had already gone over our time limit. And I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. And he's like, I will give you $100. But that's one of the things I can't, because there's also the bar staff that are having to be, have to, because they can't clean the venue until we're done. There's the production staff, because they also have to strike after we're done. Like, it's not just me. And also, I've told 5 other people that they can't sing. Like, it just wouldn't be fair. So it was really weird having money thrown at me. And he's like, I'll pay for everyone. And I said, no. At that point, it was also like 12:30 a.m. And I was like, and I had been up so early. I was like, no, I just want to go to bed. But I can't say that to someone's face.
And his $100 is not worth you losing your job.
No.
At all.
I was like, no. We've had people try to take over dance parties before. That was an event. I'll do you better. Some of the cooler things is we had, it was called the I can't remember, but it was our partnership with Magic Castle. We had our Conjurers cruise, where the entire cruise was just magic. It was so great. We would normally have late night comedy. We would have late night magicians, where we would have like our music, our guest performer things. Magic. We had, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but his name is Michael Carbonaro. I always feel like I'm talking about the pasta, but he has the Carbonaro Effect show. Yeah. He did a show on board. That was so cool. It was absolutely packed, but I got to sneak and I was like watching from the wings and I was, well, not the wings, but I was watching from the side. Oh, that was cool. We also got to film 2 commercials. So there is a Sun Princess commercial and it has Hannah Waddingham. She is the godmother of our ship. So I did get to see her twice. I never said hi to her. But I got to see her in passing. She's like on Ted Lasso and some other things. And then, so I was watching like the SNL 50th or whatever celebration, and that commercial came on and I was like, oh, that's Captain Paolo Origo, who I talk to every week. And like, I was like, that's my home. That's really weird to see that on the screen. And then there was also a minor commercial that we did for Princess Cruise Entertainment for our holidays at sea. I'm in that. That was cool. I got to hang out with Santa every day. It was really, truly magical. So many cool experiences. I'm trying to think if there's any other celebrities.
I did a princess cruise that was 80s themed, and it was awesome. They did such a good job.
Yes. We're very famous for, we have our 80s night on a lot of ships, which is
they brought on cover bands, and it was
Oh, that's cool.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I love a good theme cruise. I love. we also had a gambling cruise. Well, not a gambling cruise, but it was a casino cruise, I guess would be the more proper word. And we took like, I think they had this whole competition and they took like 15 or 10 or 15 like slot machines and put them in our piazza. So that was a lot of fun, but we had to like schedule our events around it. Cause like, you can't have like an aerialist. Meanwhile, in the background, someone's like, I got jackpot. Like you gotta, that's fun too. We had these really cool aerialists on board. Like I've gotten to meet so many cool people. That's probably been one of the coolest parts. The craziest part for me is there's like this one YouTuber I follow. She does Renaissance festivals and things like that. But I got to introduce her and I was like, like I was nervous because it was also, I was a baby. It was my first time introducing anyone. And it was also like this girl that I follow. And I was like, hi, I'm Hannah. Trying not to fangirl too much. Nice. So, and you get to know, some of the typical recurring resident artists. Like, we have this one, Dan Middleditch. He's absolutely amazing. If you've ever seen, he's not an Elvis impersonator. But he does Elvis music. Absolutely amazing person. Kind human being. Talented to boot. But you get to know them as well, which is, that's crazy to me, is that I'm like, this person that's really talented, we follow each other on Instagram. that's crazy.
So you're home now. So you're on break. So when do you get back on for your next...
So we have our vacations. We call them vacation, even though I'm at home, which is funny because like my day job feels like more of a vacation to everyone else. But I'm like, yeah, I'm on vacation right now. So with mine, our breaks, our vacations are about 2 months. Okay. So I'm a little bit more than halfway through mine right now. I'll be back out to sea soon. And it depends on your job title. I know people who work with spa and like personal fitness, their contracts are 9 months on, 2 months off. And like some of the musicians, theirs are 4 months on, 2 months off. Mine are on average 6 months on, 2 months off. Okay. And captains are like 2 months on, 2 months off. They have the nicest deal. They're nice.
Maybe I'll apply for that job.
Yeah, I think I can work my way up through the ranks, probably.
There you go.
Might take me a few years, but I'll make it. It's Captain Hannah. Just look out for me. I'll be there someday.
We'll be there. Awesome. We'll all come get on your very first sailing.
Yes. Or maybe you might want to wait for the second one. See how the first one goes first.
And then we get to fangirl. She was on our podcast. We know her.
if you ever see me on a ship, please, please come say hi. I feel like a celebrity whenever I see someone from my first contract, or I'll be like, oh, hey, I recognize you. And they're like, hey, it's so good to see you again. I love that. I love being able to make those connections. That's one of my favorite things is That's getting awesome. To meet guests. Yes. I love it. Love it.
That is fantastic. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Hannah, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes. I loved it. It was a blast.
It was. On behalf of Sandy, Donna, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.